Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 23, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, clinical presentation and midterm results of mitral valve surgery for calcified mitral valve disease, the MITRACURE registry. The MITRACURE registry, a large multicenter observational study conducted in France and Canada, includes 3,522 patients. Within this registry, patients diagnosed with calcified mitral valve disease were matched 4-to-1 for age, sex, and concomitant procedures with individuals experiencing myxomatous mitral valve disease. This registry provides real-world information on the characteristics and midterm outcomes of patients with calcified mitral valve disease undergoing mitral valve surgery, addressing a condition recognized for its specific management challenges. Article number 2. Coronary microvascular dysfunction in patients with acute coronary syndrome and non-obstructive coronary artery disease, a 10-year clinical follow-up study. Previous studies reported that patients with myocardial infarction and non-obstructive coronary arteries, MINOCA, experienced adverse clinical outcomes. This study specifically assessed coronary blood flow velocity response to ergonovine, adenosine, and the cold pressor test using transthoracic Doppler echocardiography. This non-invasive assessment of coronary functional abnormalities was conducted to determine its predictive value for long-term prognosis over a 10-year clinical follow-up period in this patient population. Article number 3. VASOSTATIN-2 attenuates injury-induced neointimal hyperplasia through the ACE2/MASR/PPAR-gamma/NR1D1/GAS1 axis. VASOSTATIN-2, a bioactive peptide with established cardiovascular protective and anti-inflammatory properties, attenuates injury-induced neointimal hyperplasia. This study determined that VASOSTATIN-2 achieves this attenuation through a specific molecular mechanism involving the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, MAS receptor, peroxisome proliferator-activated receptor gamma, nuclear receptor subfamily 1, group D member 1, and growth arrest-specific 1 axis. The research found this peptide influences vascular remodeling following injury and is relevant to restenosis in patients after percutaneous coronary intervention. Article number 4. ALDH2RS671 variant enhances platelet activation and thrombosis by disrupting mitochondrial complex 1 assembly. The aldehyde dehydrogenase 2RS671 variant, a prevalent loss-of-function mutation observed in 30-50% of East Asian populations, significantly diminishes aldehyde dehydrogenase 2 enzymatic activity by 60-90%. This variant enhances platelet activation and thrombosis, directly contributing to an elevated thrombotic risk. The study determined that this prothrombotic effect occurs specifically through the disruption of mitochondrial complex 1 assembly. Article number 5. Vascular regenerative deficiencies in people with elevated lipoprotein, A, the LPA, VRCE-CARDIOL-INK16 translational study. Elevated lipoprotein, A, directly results in vascular regenerative deficiencies. Lipoprotein, A, is an established causal risk factor for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This study found that elevated levels of lipoprotein, A, modify vascular regenerative cell content properties, impacting the capacity for vascular repair. Depletion of vascular regenerative progenitor cells serves as an indicator of compromised vascular repair in individuals with cardiometabolic disorders. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.